years and I'm still sitting here. But you know the sun's setting fast, and just like they say, nothing good ever lasts. We'll go on now and kiss it goodbye, but hold on to your lover, 'cause your heart's bound to die. Go on now and say goodbye to our town, to our town. Can't you see the sun setting down on our town, on our town? Good night. It's here I had my babies and I had my first kiss. I've walked down Main Street in the cold morning mist. Over there is where I bought my first car. It turned over once, but then it never went far. And I can see the sun setting fast, and just like they say, nothing could ever last. We'll go on now and kiss it goodbye, but hold on to your lover, 'cause your heart's bound to die. Street beside that pretty brick wall. I bring them flowers about every day, but I just gotta cry when I think what they'd say if they could see how the sun's setting fast, and just like they say, nothing good ever lasts. We'll go on now and kiss it goodbye, but hold on to your lover, 'cause your heart's bound to die. Too good, I've got tears in my eyes. I'm leaving tomorrow, but I don't wanna go. I love you, my town, you'll always live in my soul. But I can see the sun setting fast, and just like they say, nothing good ever lasts. We'll go on, I gotta kiss you goodbye, but I hold to my lover, 'cause my heart's about to die. Thank you.
up so bright. Look at me shining. 그 소리 계속 I like it. Get excited. I said someone upstairs there, don't fight it. Ignite it. Now I'm about to jump. No hiding. What?
This is Super 91.7 WMPH, and I'm Jade, and I would like to share with you guys how this school year have been and what's on my mind. So let's get started. This school year started good, but then slowly started being bad because I had a concussion in the first market period. Then in the second market period, my grades were both good, but I feel like the second market period was better because I feel like I tried so hard to get back to A's and B's instead of staying at A's, B's, and C's. The third market period, I had a foot injury, and I felt like I had so many setbacks this year. But in the school, I was here physically, but mentally I was at work thinking who I was working with, how's the night gonna be. Also, I was thinking about my foot because sometimes it hurts really bad. And finally, I was always thinking, how am I as a sister and a daughter to my siblings and parents? To my parents, I'm awesome, and they're awesome too, but I feel like whatever I do isn't enough. But I do what I can, and I try and try and try until I succeed. But with my sisters, it's a different story because we argue a lot, but at the end of the day, I still love them with all my heart. And my brother is the coolest, and he's like my partner in crime. We have so much fun together as a family. But me and one of my sisters have some dad issues because he lives in a different state from us. And we try to be nice when we talk to him, but it's kind of hard because we haven't talked to him face to face. But whenever we talk to him, it's like everything's okay and there's no problems and no arguments and everything is just amazingly good between us three. Sometimes we get really mad when he doesn't call like he said he was going to, but he'll call a couple of days later saying, "I'm sorry, Rick has been busy this week," and we will forgive him. Also, we call back if we miss a call from him. And he's pretty fun to talk to, but the distance is what's hurting us more. But we make best with what we have, and talking to him over the phone is good enough for now. And over the summer, we start to hang out with him, but I work now, so we have to work around my schedule and his. But we still have fun hanging out with him or not. Over the summer, me and my family goes on vacations and or travel to Virginia, Ocean City, Maryland, and New York. But what's on my mind right now? Well, what's on my mind is school mostly, because this week is final week and finals help you know if you're graduating or if you're held back grade. But I think I'll do fine on the finals. It's just the letter in the mail that worries me, because I really want to pass. So this is what's going on in my head on Super 91.7 WMPH. This is Jade, and this is my contemporary piece.
Super 91.7 WMPH.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming at you live is Bert Hannigan.
I have a Reader's Digest subscription. I know what could happen if bees go away.
Ace Reporter.
I'm not going to pretend to understand what you are saying.
Ladies man.
And that is journalism.
Welcome to the Bert Hannigan Show. Bert Hannigan.
Friday evening at 9 p.m. on Super 91.7 WMPH.
Bert Hannigan.
And WMPH.net.
Welcome back to Super 91.7 WMPH. My name is Alex, and I'm a senior here at Mount. I've been driving to school every day since my junior year. Coming to school now, I see a lot of cars in the parking lot that I haven't seen before, which can only mean new drivers. And a message I have, not just for your drivers, but for everyone out there driving, and that would be to put that phone down or away someplace where you know you won't be able to reach it. Did you know that 5 seconds is the average time your eyes are off the road while texting when traveling at speeds of 55 miles per hour? That is enough time to cover the entire length of an NFL field blindfolded. A quarter of teens respond to a text message once or more every time they drive. 20% of teens and 10% of parents admit that they have extended multi-message text conversations while driving. There's a way you can help, though. You can go to itcanwait.com and take the pledge not to text and drive. More than 5 million people already have. A reminder here from Super 91.7 WMPH.
91.7 FM on the radio and WMPH.net.
The rest of my days. trying to do what everybody else doing, just cause everybody doing what they all do. If one thing I know, I fall but I grow. I'm walking down this road of mine, this road that I go home. So am I wrong for thinking that we could be something for real? Now am I wrong for trying?
And I play right tackle. Well, I'm a big fan of football, and I used to watch it a lot when I was little. And my friend, Jadon, he told me to come out to this Little League team, so that's why I started playing. We do a lot of conditioning, and plus, I have a membership at the YMCA, so I go to the YMCA and work out by myself when I'm not conditioning in school or at practice. Coach Holmes the most inspiring thing Coach Holmes told us was that this team this year is the, he thinks has the best chance of winning since his team in 2015. So, like, that just makes us want to go harder and win so we can take the championship home. Probably my dad, because my dad played when he was my age, and he can teach me a lot, so probably my dad. Yeah, I actually, in eighth grade, playing Little League football, had a shin contusion, which turned into a stress fracture, which took me out of football for 2 years. Going into high school, I couldn't play because of a contusion. It was really bad.
How does it feel when one of your teammates gets hurt on the field?
It's pretty emotional. Like Saturday against Concord High, we had a teammate, Matt Orgeron, get injured. It was he was on the field for like 25 minutes. And then there was a delay of the game because he couldn't get up at first. He had to go to the hospital. It was really emotional. Everybody was crying. So it hurt. Not me as a singular person, but the team. We do a couple things before the game to get hyped up. It's like we all get in a circle, and one person gets in a circle, and we start dancing. We make a beat with our pads and stuff. It's like just to get us hyped up, amped up for the game. Fans can affect this. I mean, they can get us hyped. They get us amped up sometimes, which can turn our energy around, make us win the game. The fans can help a lot.
I'm fixing to his eight, getting to his six. I'm going to California, from 30 miles away. Somebody will tell me that you need my help someday, son.
Sycamore tree, dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me while I'm alone and blue as can be.
WMPH, Green Knights football is back. And if you can't make it to any of the home games, then listen in on 91.7 FM on WMPH.net. Don't miss any of the exciting football action of our home games on Saturdays. You can hear our students call every play as you root for your Green Knights. Find out the dates and times by clicking on Green Knights Sports when you go to WMPH.net. Green Knights football. Follow along with the Green Team. Music, news, and sports right here on the radio and on the web, WMPH.net.
This is Nnamdi Asamoah. I play football for the Philadelphia Eagles, but what I do off the field with United Way might be more important. I'm a volunteer tutor and mentor. Why? Because over a million kids a year drop out of school, and that's not okay. It takes 12 years to create a graduate, but it takes about the same time to create a dropout. And the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be me, or it could be you. Studies show that if we get to these kids earlier, their chances are better, and kids who read well by third grade are more likely to graduate. So join me in United Way. Suit up and take the pledge. Become a volunteer reader, tutor, or mentor. Because when a child succeeds, we all succeed. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and the National Football League.
1,000 milliwatts of awesome musical power on Super 91.7 WMPH.
DJ Matt coming at you live from summer camp at WMPH Wilmington.
That bad man, cruel old Stagger Lee.